Welcome to Sculpting 101. Our teacher is world-class sculptor Masayuki Nagase. Our classroom is the worksite for the Passage of Wind and Water sculpture. The only tools required are your ears. Let's begin.
When you get a job, you don't generally arrive someplace where the stones are already here, right? You have to go pick a stone.
That generally happens.
Okay, so yeah. Explain that. You get an assignment and you say, okay, I'm going to do this project. Mm-hmm. The first thing you have to do is what? Do you have to go get a stone?
Well, first I have to work on my concept and bring up my image of the work. Then I try to find the material suitable for the image.
In this situation, Yuki presented his concept to the committee overseeing the Main Street Square sculpture project in 2012 and was chosen to create his image. But the material he would work with, 19 granite stones and 2 granite-faced pillars, were already in place at the sculpting site. Main Street Square is located in the heart of downtown Rapid City. Over the past few years, it's become the place for area residents to gather for everything from outdoor summer concerts to winter ice skating. Over the last few months, it's become the site for the largest privately funded public art project in the country.
I'm going to presume there's a plus and a minus with regard to having the stone already.
Okay. Some of the pros, you don't have to bother spending time and energy to find the material, running around, going to the quarries or some stone companies. So it's already here. And reduces so much work to install the stone also. That was a big job.
With simple hand tools like a hammer and chisel, Yuki Nagase has begun transforming what were once 21 plain granite stones into individual works of art as city traffic passes by just a few yards away. The stones he's worked on already show images of an ammonite, waves, blades of grass, and human as well as animal footprints.
All right, so that's a positive. Now, is there a drawback to coming and having pieces here from an artistic standpoint? Are you already limited in what you can do?
Yes, obviously kind of conditions you get. And sometimes it really restrict what you do. So my challenge was how to take this condition as a sort of, advantage, turn it around.
Was that difficult to do?
It is difficult. Honestly telling you, it's very challenging.
But you did it.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Yuki Nagase is as honest as he is humble and readily admits that he's taken on quite a task.
You're basically creating 21 different sculptures here. Uh-huh. Have you ever done that before?
No, this is the first time probably in this scale. Okay. Yeah, I used probably more than this material for one project, but not much carving like this,
right.
Complete 21 pieces.
I know sometimes when I sit down to do a story, I like collecting a lot of material. I'll do a 5-minute story, but I'll get an hour's worth of tape, and then I have to go through all that tape to find the good stuff.
Right.
And I sit down and I say, before I start on it, I'll say to myself, what was I thinking? You've only been doing it a couple of months, but have you had days where it's like, okay, let me go do this? Does that happen to you?
Well, yeah. Sometimes I have to really step back, and look at what I'm doing.
This reminds me of a sketching class I took years ago when I was told to step back from my work and turn it upside down when I was stumped on where to go.
You obviously can't do that with a stone, but...
I can probably... Well, actually I do, because big pieces, I don't want to move along.
So Yuki moves himself instead, looking at his work from a variety of positions and angles to determine the next place his hammer and chisel will make their mark as he creates the Passage of Wind and Water. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent with Yuki Nagase for Sculpting 101.